Today is the 15th anniversary of the assassination of Chico Mendes. Mendes was an environmental activist and union leader in Brazil's Amazon rainforest. He came from a family of rubber tappers, people who extract sap from rubber trees for use in tires, pencil erasers, and many other products. It's an agricultural system that doesn't exploit the environment and has provided employment for many rural people for generations. But over the years, cattle ranching, logging, and mining interests have cleared much of the rainforest, turning the land into pastures and strip mines, and costing many rubber tappers their livelihood. Mendes fought to preserve the land and the tappers' jobs and ran into opposition.
Chico Mendes is never going to go away. He's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until more and more change takes place and until human justice has taken place in this area, which will be a reflection on Brazil and other places.
Jacqueline Bishop is an American artist whose work was profoundly affected by Mendes's life and philosophy. For many years, her vivid and colorful depictions of the flora and fauna of South America incorporated portraits of Mendes. She continued the tribute every year on the anniversary of his death. This past summer, she traveled back to Brazil with Fred Kasten of member station WWNO in New Orleans. They toured Mendes's house, the scene of his assassination, which has since been turned into a museum.
We go in the back and to show the door that he exited to the bathhouse, and that is where he was murdered, right there as we just exited the door. Supposedly, Darley Alves da Silva and his son Darcy were in the garden waiting for Chico to come out that night, December 22nd, 1988, and he did exit his house at the predicted time. And as he did, there was a shot. The guards that were protecting him ran out because they were afraid of getting shot. And as it turned out, much later, I found out through Ilzamar that the guards had guns, but she says they were fake. I think they just didn't have bullets in them. So it was a setup.
A landowner and his son eventually were convicted of the murder. They were imprisoned, escaped, and recaptured. Prosecutor in the case says a new witness has implicated others, and there is pressure to reopen the case. Jacqueline Bishop says Mendes's influence is still being felt.
Because he was an ecologist, he understood the landscape and how it worked with human beings and how it could be sustained and still be used. And the fact that he tried to create communication between opposite sides in a little town filled with tension and filled with haves and have-nots. Because we have not had anyone like that in our country since Martin Luther King Jr., actually, and there hasn't been anybody in a global scale since Gandhi, how could I not relate to that, and how could I not be moved and impressed by something like that? There was no way of going back to the way I used to think after that happened.
Artist Jacqueline Bishop, remembering environmental activist and union leader Chico Mendes, assassinated on this day in Chapari, Brazil, 15 years ago. Jacqueline Bishop's artwork featuring Chico Mendes can be seen at npr.org.